The arrest of the North Charleston police officer came shortly after the release of a cell phone video recorded by an eyewitness. Filming police by civilians has often caused confusion about what is legal and sparked controversy. NPR's Hansi Lo Wong has more.
For eyewitnesses of police activity, the law is crystal clear, according to constitutional law professor Mark Graber of the University of Maryland.
Yeah, I mean, it might be one thing you can't film, you know, the police shower, but you can film police on duty as long as you're not interfering with their activities.
Interfering, that's the key word here.
Precisely what constitutes interfering with police duties is not entirely clear. This strikes me as an issue that within 5 years there's likely to be a Supreme Court decision.
In the meantime, Graber says the gray area includes determining how far eyewitnesses should stand with their cameras so they don't interrupt police.
It gets murky when, in fact, people recording are so close to the police officer that they're distracting the police officer, or the police officer can't tell, is that a camera or a weapon? Those are where things matter.
You got to understand, most of the time, the people that are videoed don't understand what's going on. They just happen upon it and they start videoing. And that's their constitutional right, but they cannot interfere.
Chuck Canterbury is a retired police officer and the national president of the Fraternal Order of Police.
The media is really good about not exposing juvenile or rape victims' identities, but YouTube doesn't have any standards. So there can be scenarios where taping could be dangerous.
Canterbury says police officers also face many fast-changing scenarios that can be hard for lawmakers to anticipate. Still, he says laws that clearly define what is interference would be helpful to police. There are 5 states, including California, Colorado, Connecticut, New York, and Texas, that are currently considering bills that might offer some clarity. That's according to Rich Williams of the National Conference of State Legislatures.
The question that the bills are trying to answer is, what is the line between peacefully recording law enforcement activity and interfering with the police officer's ability to do his job effectively?
Faden Santana was on his way to work when he recorded the South Carolina video. He was standing behind a fence when he taped patrolman Michael Slager shooting Walter Scott, as he described to NBC's Today Show.
It was an empty spot. There were just the three of us in that moment. I couldn't tell what was going to happen.
Video of questionable police activity doesn't always lead to criminal charges like they did in South Carolina, says Jay Stanley, a privacy expert with the American Civil Liberties Union.
Video is not going to solve every problem with our criminal justice system, but I think it's opening a lot of people's eyes to just how much abuse takes place out there.
He adds, people have tended to put a premium on the testimony of police officers. Now, eyewitness videos are putting that credibility into question. Hansi Lo Wong, NPR News, New York.